So this week, as many of you know, I went back to Idaho to visit my parents. And my mom is a photographer. And she, oh my goodness, the amount of photos that we have either printed or on the computer are always astounding me. And one of the pictures, and I was thinking about pictures and how they capture what we want to capture, but sometimes it's not to the brilliance or to, it doesn't reveal the entire picture that we were looking at when we took that picture. And that brought me to things that capture and bring a story. Those pictures that, or those images that speak to our stories. The stories that we can tell ourselves and tell and share with others. Which worked out well with being with the young man who could not see. And I was thinking of going to the idea of going back to the source that we took the picture of, to remember and what the meaning held for us when we took that. In some pictures, we also like those reflect. They reflect on the water, which thought of the water as healing, because growing up in the desert, you really had to know where your water source was. But I thought about the water and what water does for us. And the water that we've seen in these past few Sundays of Lent, where it brings life to others, it brings nourishment, it brings healing to those that are deliberately seeking healing, and to those that unknowingly are looking and receive that blessing. For Christ comes as a surprise, an unexpected person that came into the life of the lady at the well in Samaria and came into the life of this young man as he sits. It doesn't really say where he was sitting, probably in front of the temple awaiting a blessing or a healing. And thinking about those two things, that healing, Christ's light, and that picture that reflects to us. And as I said, we encounter this young man who was sitting probably outside the temple doors, because that's where people would go to seek healing or just to hear the word of God being proclaimed within the temple walls. And Christ comes, and for that purpose of healing, Christ comes so that story may be spread, that that work might be seen by those and be questioned, and that story spreads out into the community. And I kind of thought it was funny how, the Pharisees are keep asking him, well, who healed you? Why are you healed? Are you sure you're the one that was born blind? And his constant answers, his consistency, as saying, yes, I am he. I was born blind and now I see. There was a man and his name was Jesus and this is what he did for me. And they couldn't believe what they saw and they couldn't believe what they heard. For his parents, it was in fear that they couldn't answer. Fear that they were going to be tossed out of their place of worship because of what the Pharisees had been and proclaiming, that anyone that proclaims that this man is the Son of God will be tossed out of the synagogue. So for them, it was the fear of being unable to proclaim that, yes, this is our son, and yes, he was healed by Jesus. It was amazing. Instead, they said, he is of age. He can go answer for himself. But we hear all these different stories, these different ideas that come through this gospel. Ones that we still hold on to. Ones of, I once was blind, but now I see. Which is a familiar line to us. And it not necessarily being born blind, but things that block our vision so that we are unable to clearly see God in our lives. Or God in the lives of others that we interact with each and every day. It blocks our sight so that we can't see all the different things that are happening in the world that just go against what we believe as believers of God. And it's hard to reconcile those at times. That love of God and the love that we want to share with others. So as we look at the story of this man, of his cry that, yes, I am he. Yes, Christ healed my vision. So we hear the story of the Pharisees that reject that understanding because it doesn't fit within their perfect mold. And going forward for us, it's that understanding of the pictures that Christ has revealed to us. Those images, those ideas that are continually revealed, that help peel back those layers that may be blocking, that may be blocking that light or that life that wants to flow through us, to become enriched and just enveloped in God's love so that we can share that. Enveloped in the grace of God given freely to us so that we can extend that out to others, to help them understand what a gift it is to worship God and to worship the Trinity. And then uncovering the truth for us, that truth that was revealed in baptism, that we are beloved children of God, that he holds on to so tightly, that he encompasses us when we feel lost or we feel like there's no hope left. That we can feel that love that surrounds us, that love that embraces us. And continually capturing images of God's love for us, that grace, that peace that is given to us, and hold on to that. And then thinking of that water of baptism and how we still have access to the waters of baptism. We have access so that in turn our spirits within us can be healed. So as we think about these things this week, as we think about those photos that hold special meaning to us, that capture things perfectly, and as the light exposes the subject, to know that Christ's light still shines on us, and we are still Christ's light out into the world. Amen.